From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. Iraq has declared victory over the Islamic State terrorists. It said its army has retaken the city of Mosul. Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi's office said Sunday that he arrived in the liberated city and congratulated the fighters and people on the victory. He was seen in a video greeting soldiers as they danced in the streets and waved the Iraqi flag. Iraqi officials have been predicting the defeat of ISIS over the past week as forces confined the militants to a small area of old Mosul. Thousands of civilians have been killed and nearly a million displaced in the 8-month-long battle to retake Iraq's second-largest city. A ceasefire has gone into effect in southern Syria. The de-escalation agreement between government forces and rebel groups in the southwest began Sunday at noon local time. The agreement was announced Thursday after a meeting between President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Mr. Trump said Sunday that he, quote, strongly pressed Putin twice about whether Russia interfered in last year's U.S. elections. The two spoke in Germany at the recently concluded G20 summit. Mr. Trump said Mr. Putin vehemently denied the allegations, and he said, it's time to move on. Mr. Trump's comments came in a series of Twitter messages. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. During his first official visit to Kiev Sunday, Secretary of State Rex Tillerson said the U.S. has told Russia it must take the first steps to de-escalate violence in eastern Ukraine. He said, as long as the parties commit themselves to these goals, I'm confident we can make progress. Now that President Trump is back from the summit, he faces a stalled domestic agenda that includes health care reform, a Republican effort that is bogged down in the Senate. VOA national correspondent Jim Malone reports.
President Trump's European trip was a mix of pageantry, protests, and a high-stakes meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Back home, the focus was health care, with protests in several states opposed to Republican overhaul efforts in the Senate. Anti-Trump demonstrators were also out in force over the July 4th holiday, a reminder that the country remains divided over his presidency. Trump returns from his overseas trip to a domestic agenda that largely remains stalled, especially on health care. Jim Malone, VOA News, Washington.
U.S. Ambassador to the United Nations Nikki Haley said Sunday morning that the window for a diplomatic solution with North Korea is quickly closing following its test of an intercontinental ballistic missile.
The fact that they launched a ICBM test is hugely dangerous, not just for us, but for so many of our friends in the world.
Haley said on the CBS program Face the Nation that the U.S. needs to put pressure on North Korea, as does China, which she says has not done enough to limit trade with the regime. Tens of thousands of people massed in Istanbul Sunday to protest Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan's crackdown on critics of his government in the wake of last year's failed military coup. It was the biggest protest in several years against Erdogan, whose government has arrested more than 50,000 people and dismissed at least 100,000 civil servants that he says were supporters of the aborted coup. Firefighters are battling wildfires across the U.S. West Coast state of California as the state also experiences record-breaking temperatures. Saturday's 35 degrees Celsius high temperature in Los Angeles in Southern California broke a 131-year-old record set in 1886. Officials say a near 8,000-hectare wildfire in northern Santa Barbara County, north of Los Angeles, is only 10% contained. There's more on these and other stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com. I'm Jonathan Smith in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.